And finally, in his weekly editorial, Jesuit Father Joseph O'Hare of America magazine discusses the rising threat posed by global warming.
In their accounts of the divine creation, the mysterious opening pages of the Bible twice indicate that the work men and women do is neither a penalty nor a curse, but an essential human experience towards which these creatures were naturally oriented even before the fall. In the first chapter of Genesis, God is described as blessing Adam and Eve and commissioning them, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and conquer it." In the next chapter, Yahweh God took the man and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and take care of it. The human family should draw upon the globe's resources, but in the spirit of a steward who conserves as well as consumes. Nowadays, however, there is less talk about the achievements of man the maker than about the dark side of mechanized industrial technology, and particularly about the damage it has done to the natural environment. The most frightening manifestation of this crisis is the phenomenon called global warming. Earlier this month, the latest news about this peril made the front page of papers like the New York Times and the Washington Post, and should have resounded everywhere like a fire bell in the night. In Paris, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change issued a summary of the most recent studies of the effects on the global climate of what are called greenhouse gas emissions. They are already melting the Arctic sea ice and adjoining ice sheets. Rises in sea levels may sweep away the homes of people living on seacoast plains, and heat waves are expected to disrupt agriculture. Here is some good advice with a biblical flavor. God designed the earth, says the prophet, not to be a wasteland, but to be lived in. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.